Tape script 1. Learning to drive isn't as simple as people think. First, you need a good teacher. Some people ask a friend or a family member to help, but it's better to have lessons from a qualified driving instructor. These lessons are expensive, however, but it is worth the money. Proper instructors have special cars with extra mirrors and special controls, such as an extra brake pedal. They can use this if you have problems and stop the car themselves. This gives you confidence when you're learning, which is important, as drivers who are nervous sometimes make the wrong decisions. When you're behind the wheel, you need to think quickly. Other people also cause problems to learners. As well as worrying about how to use all the controls, looking in the mirrors, and deciding where you're going, you have to work out what other drivers are doing. That's why it's better to learn to drive in the countryside, on quiet roads where there isn't much traffic, rather than busy roads in town centers. Private roads or small villages are better than crowded streets. Off-road driving centers, where you can practice safely without being on real roads, are also great for making you feel more confident. You shouldn't spend too long on your first lessons, as there's a lot to remember. It's better to start with 2 or 3 1-hour lessons a week, then have 1 2-hour lesson a week after that. Of course, it isn't only about having driving lessons. You need to get as much extra practice as possible. Ask patient people to help you, though. This is very important, because if they are impatient with you, they might destroy your new confidence. Then you need to decide on the route before you start. It's also a good idea to discuss what you want to practice each time. Make it clear you don't want any surprises. Concentrate on one thing at a time, and you'll quickly become a confident driver.